Boker Tov, today's daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is daf Yutet. We're holding on Yud Ches Amud Beis. We're right in the middle of the sugya of whether the dead know what's going on, or whether they care about what's going on. And we're up to the last raya that we're trying to bring over here to prove that in the end, Rabbi Yonatan, who was the one who said that they don't know what's going on, he had charota. V'af Rabbi Yonatan hadarbe. Why? The Omer Pshmu Bar Nachmeni Omer Rabbi Yonatan. Minayin lemetim shemesaprim zeim ze. Shenema v'yomer Hashem elav. Zot aretz shenishbati l'Avraham l'Yitzchak l'Yaakov leimor. Now, here Moshe Rabbeinu is told, leimor. What does it mean leimor? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Lechem or lehem. V'Avraham l'Yitzchak l'Yaakov. That the promise that I made, I was Mekayim. And you will recall that this was Moshe Rabbeinu's initial shlichut in this week's parasha. And that is the Shvua Shenishbati, they never found, he's here. Shvua Shenishbati, they never found out that I was Mekayim. I want you to go and tell them that I was Mekayim, the Shvua. And this is the final, as Rashi says, this is the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the truth is I didn't want you to die so early because I wanted you to be able to see the actual Knesa to Eretz Yisrael to be able to tell them. Now, if you hold that Aliba de Rabbi Yonatan, Mesim or Lo Yadim, so even if Moshe Rabbeinu would tell them, what difference would it make? Now, that means that we understand, obviously, that Rabbi Yonatan's personal pshat all along was that they simply do not know from what you're talking about in this world. That was his lashon. Because if it was just a question of whether they know what's going on, we already said before that it's possible that someone else came and let them know, remember in all those other cases. So that means that it's clear to us that Rabbi Yonatan's original basis of lo enam yodi ma'uma would have precluded this from happening. Therefore, he must have had charot, and he no longer understands the pasuk like that. That's the pshat in the Gemara. So then ask the Gemara, but wait a minute. So then, since that was the whole mocker of Rabbi Yonatan, if the Meitim know what's going on, what do they need Moshe to tell them? What's going on? They know what's going on. That's different. That's lachzuki, like the Vutul Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to be able to thank Moshe Rabbeinu for everything that he did to be Mekayim that Shvua. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol ha-misaper acharei ha-meit, kilo misaper acharei ha-evan. Somebody who says Loshon Hara, if someone who has died, it's like talking about a stone. What does that mean? So, ikidi amri de lo yadai, based on this machlokas. So, some say that means that they don't know the difference. Ikidi amri de yadai velo ichpatlu. Others say, no, it doesn't mean that. They may know, but what possible difference does it make? They don't care. Just say whatever the heck you want. Va'amr of Papa, what about the Maisa? Where Chadishtoi Milsa Basu de Mar Shmuel, somebody said something not nice about Shmuel, V'nofal Kanya Mitulala U'bozal Arneke de Mulche. And at the moment that he said it, out down falls a beam from the roof and smashes his brain. Where's the brain cage? So apparently Shmuel was upset. No, it doesn't mean Shmuel was upset. It's shiny tzurmir rabbanu to kuchubrichu to tova biyikri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. What kind of business is this? You sit and you speak about my Shmuel? Crash, bang. So that's different. Omer of Yoshua ben Levi. Kol ha-misaper achar mitatan shal tamidei chachamim nofel begena. Anybody who says something about a Talmid Chacham who was nifter, go straight to hell. Shenemar, v'hamatim al kalkulotam yolichem Hashem et po'al ha-aven, Shalom al Yisrael. So this is a beautiful pasuk. This is how the pasuk works according to Rashi. That since it says before that in the pasuk, it says Heitiva Hashem letovim, and then right after that it says Vamatim akalkalotam. So it means like this: these tzaddikim are the tovim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Now somebody comes along and starts saying rotten things. It doesn't matter. Everybody has rotten things to say. It's not the pshat that they're saying something that isn't true. But what they're trying to do is to be matim al kalkalatam. Remember the lashon of matez, mate klape schus, right? So what they try to do is to use the perversions of that person his akalkalot, and bimata that tzaddik litzat chova, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu already decided etiv Hashem latovim. Somebody who tries to do that, yolichem Hashem et po'alei ha'aven, God puts them straight into the line that's headed to hell, and that's the raya. And how do we know it's referring to even when the Talmud Chacham is dead? That's because it says Shalom Yisrael, meaning afilu b'sha'ash Shalom Yisrael. Even where nobody's going to get into fights over this because the guy's already dead. Anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taking him straight to hell. So al akas kama v'kama, if the Talmud Chacham is alive, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, im ra'ita Talmid Chacham sha'avar avera b'layla al tehar acharav b'yom. Shema asat teshuvah. In general, see, this fits in directly with Rashi's pshat. That's the matim akalkalotam. So in other words, what they are saying is not true. It's just that they are using it to be matiklap echovah. So even if you know for a fact you saw a Talmud Chacham doing an avera at night, don't have any here who or this guy is no good in the daytime, because maybe he did teshuvah. What do you mean, maybe he did teshuvah? Shema sakadach vaday asat teshuvah. But this is only true in Dvorim Shebegufo. If, however, this Talmud Chacham was noig improperly with money, and he took people's money shelo kedin, or he didn't do something, even though it was obviously, it doesn't mean he was literally a ganav, but that he didn't noig the way he should have in terms of money, so then it would be ad mahad elamora. You have to see that he actually is ready to part with his money, because money is a whole different can of worms. V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There's 24 places where Bezdin puts people into Nidui that we found, and they're all in the Mishnah for not having proper respect for the Rav. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Shimon Levi, where? I don't see that. So go out and look, you'll find it. So he went out and looked through all of his Mishnayos, and all he found were three cases. One case was Mizalzo b'netilat yadayim, which is an insult to those who were gozer netilat yadayim. The other is the case of Misaperach mitatan shel tamid chachamim, and the other is speaking with chutzpah klape mala, keneged shechina, and that itself is the same as the Rav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kovan HaRav. It's the same Kovan. What were those three cases? The three cases were like this. Let's take the case of a Misaperach mitatan shel tamid chachamim, but it's not. Hu haya omer, in mashkin lo atagiyoret velo atamashukhreret, v'chachamim omri mashkin. So Akavya ben Malala said, you don't give the mesota to a giyoret, because it says dafka to bnei Yisrael, not to avodim, so not to an evan mashukhrer, and not to a wife of someone who wasn't from bnei Yisrael. Omrullah said, Chacham, he said, of course we do. And there was actually a maisa bekar kamiti, the name of the person of the place, shivcha mashukhreret b'Yerushalayim. Shemaya v'Avtayon, who were the G'dolei Hador, had actually a Maisa with her, and they gave her, this woman who was a Gioret, they gave her Mesota. V'Amar Lehem, so Akavya Memalala said, that's because Dugma Yishkua. They were also Gerim. Remember, Shemaya v'Avtayon came from Sancheriv. So because of that, they don't realize that it says, B'nai Yisrael, there should be Memayat, the Gerim, which was a Chutzpah. V'Niduhu, and they put Akavya ben Mahalal into Nidui. And Akavya ben Mahalal died in his Nidui. And Bezdin put this big stone on his Aron when he died, which is what you do to someone who dies ben Nidui. Hamizalzel ben Atilat Yadayim. Well, where's that in the Mishnah? The Tanan Amar Reb Yehuda. The same Mishnah continues. Amar Reb Yehuda. That's insane. Chas v'shalom. What are you, nuts? Akavya ben Mahalal. They put Akavya ben Mahalal into Nidui. You could have the entire Klal Yisrael in the Azorah, which is what happens when we bring the Korban Pesach. So the Azorah fills up from one end to the other. They close the doors on the first cut. They say the Halal, do the whole thing, open the doors, the next cut, and so on and so forth, right? So if you want to talk about Everybody, this is a beautiful way to say it. When all of Klal Yisrael is coming up to bring their Korban Pesach, which we'll see has a lot to do with this daf in general for some strange reason, there was no one on the Madriga of Hakaviv and Mahalalel, not in terms of Chochma, not in terms of Tyra, not in terms of Yiras Chetz. What are you talking about? How could they put Hakaviv and Mahalalel? It's ridiculous. Ela et mini do, there was a case that took place at that same time. There was Elazar ben Chanoch. Elazar ben Chanoch was a Talmud Chochem who was mitfakfek ben Tilat Yadayim, and he didn't like the takon of the Tilat Yadayim. And when Elazar ben Chanoch died, Shochu Beidin, indeed, that's exactly what happened. They put a big Evan Gedola al Arono, which is a simon of Kilo Soklimit Arono. And this teaches you, anybody who dies and didn't get out of his nidui while he was alive, Beitin soklin et arono, and that is a formal act of skila, so to speak. What was the case of Amegis Daitaklap Imala? Somebody has chutzpah against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the case of Choni HaMa'agel. Remember the whole story of Choni HaMa'agel? That there was no rain, and he went to be mispalo for rain. He draws the circle around him. He tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not leaving the circle until it rains. And then it starts raining, you know, pitter-patter. So Choni HaMa'agel says, that's not rain. I'm talking about rain, man, real rain. So then it starts pouring like crazy, and everything's like, he says, no, I'm not talking about that kind of rain. I'm talking about nice, beautiful, sweet rain. What the heck is going on? Anyway, in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the perfect rain that Choni HaMa'agel wants. Meanwhile, it's a pretty tough way to speak to the Shekhinah, right? So Shimon ben Shetach hears about this story, you know, and he's like shocked. So Sholok like Shimon ben Shetach, he says, you know, the truth is, if you wouldn't be Choni HaMa'agel, anybody else would have to be put into Nidui for this. And Omoli Choni Ata, I myself would put you into Nidui. But what am I supposed to do? I see that you're like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own intimate child. You sit there like a child saying to daddy, daddy, no, wait a minute, bring me another drink. What the heck? I just told you a story and I brought you five times. I know, but just one more. Okay, fine. So that's the way he treats you. I can't get involved in that. I mean, you got a special relationship. So if you do like horrible things to your father, and he doesn't do anything. So he does whatever you ask. You see, all your relationships are completely so intimate and so beautiful that it's mamish like a sign of joy to anybody who's part of your life. Wait a minute. So that's the only case? What about the case of Rav Yosef said in a Braita that we have the same case of Tudus Ish Romi, and over there, Tudus was a very choshev individual in Rome, and he made this minhag of Bnei Romi that they should eat gediyim kulasim b'leilei psach, that they should bedavka make a gedi, which is good for the Korban Pesach, and they should put the entrails and the kirbo al kra'av on the shpud as if it was a Korban Pesach, and it should be like a zecher lePesach. Now, all over there was a gezera that the Chachomim had made, bedavka not to eat something that would look like the Korban Pesach. And he went ahead and he created this minhag, which was against the Chachomim. So there too, shalach leShimon ben Shetach. Look, if it be anybody else, I got to tell you, Yimolei Tudus Ata Gozrani Alecha Nidui, because you're being machel Yisrael kachem b'chutz, meaning that's what it looks like, you know, and that's also was a zilzol in the takana. Okay, there is that case, true. That shows that normally such a thing would be roy for nidui, but that's not a mishnah. That's a braita. Remember that Rabbi Yeshua had said in the mishnah. He said I didn't find anything in the mishnah, and this is a braita. Where is it in the mishnah? Well, what about the case that we just had in Masechet Kelim? Where over there it says, if you cut the tanur into these rings, and you put sand between each ring, Reb Eliezer's metayer, and the Chachomim are metami, v'zeu tanur shel achnai, and that's exactly the case. And why is it called achnai, which means like an anaconda snake? Om Rev Yidom Eshmur, melamechi kifu halachot kachnai ze v'timu. They had such bitter arguments about it, it was like they finally were Metamei, it was like surrounded by these machlokesin like an anaconda. Metanya oto ayomi view kol taharot shetiyeh Reb Eliezer. That day that Reb Eliezer refused to give in, and it was Emed, and he kept bringing all of these strange rayas and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to prove things and so on, and they got very upset with him. They brought all of the tyrants that had touched this Tanur, that had been exposed to anything that had to do with this Tanur, and they burnt them up right in front of his face. And in the end, when he wouldn't have Charata, they were Mevarechim, which is a Lashon of Nidui. True, but that part is in the Braita. It says in the Mishnah the words Tanur Shalachnai, but it doesn't say in the Mishnah that they put him at the Nidui. So Nidui b'meses in Lotnan. Okay, so then what is Rabbi Yishai ben Levi talking about? There are no 24 cases. We've not been able to come up with more than 3 cases. So, Hechamashkar Chasla. Well, the point is that Rabbi Yishai ben Levi is Medama Milta Lamilta, and Rabbi Elazar is Lo Medama Milta Lamilta. So, Rabbi Yishai ben Levi, so Rashi learns, Rabbi Yishai ben Levi takes every single example of where it is that there was a strong machlokas or somebody spoke very harshly to someone who was Godol Himenu. And he said, okay, so that's another example of where undoubtedly they put him into Nidui based on the cases that we do have. This is how Rashi understands it. The Rambam, in the probably the most insanely Rambam thing of all the insane Rambam things, the Rambam lists 24 specific dinim of Nidui, each one of them based on Rayas from the Gemara, that there was Nidui in that din. And it just happens to come out to Esrim V'Arba Mekomos, which is unbelievable. I mean, he obviously didn't make this up from thin air. So he's learning the Medama Milsa Milsa is based on stories in the Gemara that are Medama Milsa Milsa, not stop. Okay, so anyway, goes through all 24 cases. Nosei Hamita V'Chilufeihem. Okay, getting back now to the Mishnah. So it says that anybody who was in line to carry the Mita, and those that are secondary in line, so all of those people are going to end up missing Kriyat Shema. Tana Rabbana. By the way, I feel bad that yesterday I shut everybody up, especially Moshe, who I love shutting up, right? So, sorry, Moshe. So who asked right at the beginning, like, why are we talking about specifically the case of Chosan in Kriyat Shema, which is ridiculous, since we're talking about Kolam Mitzvah, Sextuvus B'Torah. And why is Tosis bringing the Yerushalmi over here? Well, over that, you could tie that over there. It's called Mitzvotai. So that's not such a problem. But the relationship over here specifically to Chosan was very problematic yesterday, as we pointed out. I just wanted to suggest a way of understanding it. There are two different dinim, remember. And one of them is the din of Isaac B'Mitzvah, where he's physically Isaac in a mitzvah. And the other was this new halacha. And this new halacha was the halacha of Chosan, which we said was Mipnei Tirda. We never, ever said that because of Chosan is Torud, so because of that, he's not going to be Mekayim Tefillin, right? Obviously, it isn't an issue of Tefillin. It was only an issue of Kriyat Shema, because Kriyat Shema requires that level of concentration. So the problem was, so how the heck is Rashi comparing this? Has nothing to do with Chosan. Since anyway, we're going to potter him from Tefillah, Tefillah, and Mekom Mitzvah, Amuris, Batera. He should simply have brought the first part, which was Belech Techo Baderech, Ba'alicha Ditcha, Velo Ba'alicha Shal Mitzvah. Very, very disturbing. And I believe that we have to say like this, that the two dinim, even though Benogea, the way the Gemara is utilizing over the here, it's a din in Kriyat Shema. And remember the issue over there, we went to the whole, well, if it's about Tirdas, then even if the stock market fell, right? All of that discussion. Once we come out of that discussion, we still have two separate hagdaras. One of them, the inyan of the physical Asik not allowing you to be Asik in something else without disturbing the shlemus of the mission that you're being Asik in. So therefore, if you're digging a kever, if you're stopped to dig the kever, you're going to put off the funeral. That's the bottom line. So you can't do that, right? That's what the mission says. If there's two people, then you can. One person digs while the other person says his Kriyat Shema, his Tefillah. Fine. The other one being the question of Tirda. But once we come out with those two things put together in the Pasuk, the point is that if somebody is being Oisek in a mitzvah, which requires physical Oisek, which he is unable to do right now, the physical Esek. So this guy is Eimek Bifnei HaMeis. Fine. Is he actually carrying the mace? No. Is he digging the kever of the mace? No. So what's the difference? Why then should he be Potter Mikol HaMitzvah Samuras Patera? Because the work, the physical work that he will be doing is matrid his makshava at this time for the actual work. That's the point. It's not that the tirda of the makshava prevents him from having concentration. It's that the concentration is part of his preparation of the mitzvah and his esek in the mitzvah. By the case of the chosen, there is no involvement in a maisa that's going to bother him over here. The moment the kever kadisha comes in, or the moment he has anything that he's able to do, he has to be prepared to do it. Therefore, here the Rashi has to bring that tirda in a case of a maisa mitzvah would pater. Anyway, it's a suggestion. So let's just go weiter. Not to be discussed now. I just wanted to offer it because I felt bad that I didn't discuss it at all yesterday. Okay, invited. So over here, says the Gemara, it would be better not to make a funeral at a time of the day when it's going to cause people to miss Kriyat Shema. So therefore, either you make the funeral very early so that it's not possible that it's Zman Kriyat Shema yet, or you make the funeral after the Zman of Kriyat Shema. Some of the Rishonim say we're talking about over here the Zman Kriyat Shema in terms of nates, not stam, shalosh shas b'yom. Ask the Gemara, is that true? But if you did, imitchilu ein mafsikin. Ask the Gemara, is it true that you don't schedule a funeral with Rabbi Yosef? They took Rabbi Yosef out right near Zman Kriyat Shema. That's different. Adam Choshev shaynei. Adam Choshev, you don't put off a funeral. But for a normal person, you don't schedule a funeral during the Zman HaKriyat Shema. Okay, so then we say, Shefnei HaMita, Shela Achra HaMita, with all these questions, have they already been Yotzei the Mitzvah, etc., etc., etc. What about Hespedim? Now that nobody talked about. So people that are being Oiskin Behespet, so they're either giving the Hespet, or they're sitting there, they're being Mechabit the Mace by listening to a Hespet. So then it depends. Sometimes the Hespet is said directly in front of the Mace, so that the mita is in the room of the hesped, they're about to go out, and that's usually what happens immediately before the kvura. And then sometimes the mace is in a different room. Or, could be talking about, says Rashi, maybe that the mace is in the room, but he's not in front of the room, he's in the side of the room. Okay, the two different approaches. But bizman that the mace is actually muta lifnehem, then everybody goes out one by one, so as not to make a scene, and they say kriyat shema, and they come back in. Then if the mate, however, is not in the room, so then they can stop, and the tzibor says Kriyat Shema, the ovel is there, but he doesn't say Kriyat Shema with them, because he's a potter, so he is Yoshev Vedomim, and they are Omdim Mibispalalim, he's Omed, but he doesn't say the brachas, he's an Onid still, so what does he do? He's Matstik Alavis Adin, and he says, Ribbono Elamim, I've done so many chatoyim, you never did anything to me for all of my chatoyim, not even one out of 1,000. Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem lokenu shetigdor pirtzotenu pirtzot kol amcha beis Yisrael barachamim. Says Abaya, boy, that guy is in for trouble. Never, ever say anything like that. That's the last thing you need to be poteach pelesotan. Oh, Ribbono Shalom, you never paid me back for 1 out of 1,000. Really? Oh, well, maybe it's time. So that would mean that you would be me'er dinim against you. And therefore, it says, Abayalomi, Bailey Lynch, Lamemarachi, because the Omer of Shimon ben Lakish, Vichaitonim, Shimon the Rabbi Yossi, a person should never be Poteach Pim Le Satan. What's the marker? Omer of Yossi, Mikra. Shinemar, because it says, you know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't saved us, we would have been mamish like Sdom. Maya Hadalunavi, the next words are, Shimu Dvar Hashem Katsine Sdom. Yeah, very good. You're right. Okay, so better keep your mouth shut. Okay, so then it says, if they were kovah the mate, and now they're on their way back, and they're coming now to be Menachem the Avelim, if you can finish, then you should start. But if you can't finish, don't start. Really? What, finish the whole thing? I mean, what if I can finish the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Or maybe I can even do the first parak. I mean, I shouldn't even start because I can't finish the whole thing? You're telling me Ligmar Eskula, but parak Echad or Pasuk Echad not? Doesn't it say beferish in the Brayta, kavru et hamet v'chazru, if they can yecholim latchil v'ligmor, even one parak or one pasuk, then they should. No, that's what it means over here. You were the one who jumped to the conclusion that it means you have to finish the whole thing. Doesn't mean that whole thing. It means that im yecholim latchil v'ligmar, meaning afil perek echad afil pasuk echad ad shelo yagi l'shura yitchatchilu v'im lav lo yatchilu. Fine. Then we said ha'omdim bashura. So if they're in the inner area where they can actually see the avelim, and they're the ones that are going to be speaking to the avelim and give the tanchumim, so then they're potter. Now, Tana Rabbana shura ha'ro'a pnima p'tura, she'ino ro'a pnima chayevas. Rav Yehuda Amr, there's another issue you have to take into consideration, and that is rubbernecking. There's always these crazies that they love coming to things just because they love looking at things. And people who come to a funeral because it's an event, you know, so they're rubbernecking. They're not potter. It's only the people who were boi machmas ameis, not the boi machmas atzma. Boi machmas atzma were chayovim. By the way, this is the same lashon that we find by the brothers of Yosef. So it says lirot. They were coming lirot. They weren't really lirot at tzonaviyem. They were coming lirot at atzmam. That's the same lashon. So they were involved in their own tzrachim. That's a whole different issue. Fine. Furthermore, somebody finds in his clothing. Now, we've been talking over here the issue of the kovod of the mace, and that was the entire beginning, how it is that you would eat in front of a mace, and so on and so forth, right? So that means that we're looking at human dignity over here, essentially. What about human dignity of a guy who's walking along the street, and he suddenly finds out, this guy's got a real big thing for kilts, right? And he suddenly finds out, which is the truth, that kilts are all kilayim. Oh my God, the problem of wearing kilts is that there's no underwear. What does he do? Says Rav Yehuda Marah, strip down, baby. I don't care if you're in the middle of Machane Yehuda. Take that kilt off right now. My timer, ein chokmah ve'ein tvunah ve'ein etzah le'neged Hashem. Your own covet matters nothing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Kol makom sheyesh chilul Hashem ein chokin kavod harav. So all of these inyanim of covet, 24 mekomos of kavod harav, the comparison of the shechina and kavod hashechina to the kavod harav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being tovea the kavod harav, the dinim of kavod hameis and the way in which a person is doicha kriyashma, all of this, in the middle of this sugya, we suddenly discover that talking about human dignity and worrying about your own covet, if it's nogei HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, is a terrible thing. So if there's any element of Chilul Hashem, forget about human dignity. Meisve. What? Wearing kilayim is being mezalzel in the Kedushas Hashem? Okay, come on, man, come on. Meisve. Kovrat amet v'chazur l'achareihem. How about if they finished, continuing mamish with this sugya, they finished the kvura, and now they're on their way back, and they're following the avel to be able to come to do the shura, and there's two roads. One of them has a mace that's buried somewhere along it, and it's tame, and the other one is perfectly okay. The avel chooses one of the roads. Do people follow him? So, baba tahora ba'inimo. If he's on the clean road, they go on the clean road. Baba tmeya ba'inimo b'tmeya. Even if they are usher to be metame, mishum kvodo. Why in the world would somebody who's not allowed to be metame because of the covet of the avil? Amai lema in chokma vein tvuna l'neged Hashem. Tirgama rebaba, obviously we're not talking about tuma d'oraisa. We're talking about a beit pras drabona. And I'll show you that the rabbonin were mekel when it's necessary, and this is one of the cases that they were making. So, Mishum Kvoid Adam, they weren't geyser, the Isra of Tuman, a Beit HaPras. What's the case of a Beit HaPras? Where there was a kever in the field, that someone took a tractor and plowed up the field. So, the Rabbanu were cheshish, even though it's not such a severe chashash that the kever is going to be dug up by a plow. I mean, a plow doesn't get that deep, but nonetheless, they were geyser 100 amas in all directions. We're afraid that there are little pieces of bone that might have gotten on the floor. Since, since if the person touches it with his bare feet, he would become tame. So because of that, there were gozer tuma on the thing. But for the case of the ovel, they were makel. And I'll prove it to you that their makel were necessary. Because a person is allowed to blow his way. You get one of those leaf blowers, and you walk across the Beit HaPras, because as you blow away anything, you're going to be able to see if there's any bone fragments or blow them away. And when you're walking, basically in an area that doesn't have any tumah. So if you need to go, let's say, to bring your Korban Pesach, the Rabbanan say, look, we're mevater on the Isser. Furthermore, if it's an area that many people have walked on and now have made it a hard surface, anything that would have been on the surface not pressed underground. As we saw before, it's a very important thing to see Melachim, to see their kavod, to be able to know Bizman HaMashiach, the chashivas of Malchei Yisrael. And we did this, we would walk on top of Aronot Shamitim. The problem is that Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadik is a Kohen, which we see from many other Gemaras. So how in the world was he allowed to go because of the covet of the Malachim? That's crazy. Lema ein chokhma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein etzal neged Hashem. Ah, that's because you're not taking into consideration Rava. As Rava pointed out, listen, mini araisa dvar Torah, on oil, kol sheyesh bo chalal tefach is chotzetz b'fnei hatumah, she'en bo chalal tefach eino chotzetz b'fnei hatumah. Normal burials, the mate, above the mate is a full tefach. But dafka, we go out of our way that there shouldn't be an ability for the tumah to go penetrating, the tumah, which is ritzutza, that doesn't have a tefach above it, actually escapes up to the skies. Anybody that went on top of a kever would be tameh. But there, normally, we don't allow that. So the Rabbanan would go there that just in case, in this particular case, maybe there wasn't a chalal tefach. But that itself isn't the Rabbanan. It's only she'en bo chalal tefach in a chotzis b'nei atumah. Rov aronot yesh b'hem chalal tefach. But goes there all she'esh b'hem mishum she'en b'hem. The gezerah they didn't make because of kavod malachim. So the idea is that the Rabbanan have a right to be mevater on their gezerah. That's something else. But we're talking about kol makom she'esh chilul Hashem, where it's a d'oraisa. Toshma. Kolo kovet abriya is, the kovet abriya is very choshu shedocha lo taseh batorah. And here it says, beferish, it's even doika aloysa said the araisa. And you said, I thought, ein etza, ein chokma vein tvonanem ein etza keneged Hashem. So Rav Bar Shva said in front of Rav Kahana, it is doika lo taseh shebetorah. But you know which lo taseh? The love of lo tasur, which is the iser of not listening to the Chachomim. So everybody burst out laughing. This guy's stupid. What, just because the Chachomim said the halacha, so that makes it a derabonan? I mean, that's a deraisa. They tell you a deraisa, it's a deraisa. So that's like any other thing. What do you mean? Lotasur, is a deraisa like anything else? Even though it's a reference to something that a person says in Beis Din, so what? Omer of Kana, gentlemen, Gavra Rab Omer Milsa Lotachikala, you do not laugh at people that know what they're talking about, okay? Even Gezeres the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were saying that Gezeres listened to us because it's Lotasur. In this case, obviously the Rabbanan were Mavater and said, don't listen to us. But this thing is so choshev that had the Rabbanan said that you're mechuyev to listen to us, if you're going to be doicha the Rabbanan, then you would be over and a lotas at the araisa. That's what he was saying. That even something that is theoretically capable of being a diraisa, except of course the Rabbanan said not to be makbid, even that the Rabbanan were mevater on because of kovet ha'adam. That's the point. Toshma, vitalamta mehem pa'amim shata metalem mehem pa'amim she'inata metalem mehem. Okay, so what does it mean italamta that says by an aveda? Let's say a guy is a kohen and the aveda is an abet hakvarot. Or the guy's a big Talmud Chacham, and this Aveda is a piece of junk that's not Lefi Kvoda that he should be walking around with. Or maybe a case where his work is going to cost the guy more for him to take off the time from his very valuable work to return it to him more than the thing is worth. In all of those cases, Vita Lamta. Now, why don't we say, Ein Chochma, Ein Tvuna, Ein Eitzal, and Neged Hashem? What is that supposed to mean? It's Zaken, Ein Lefi Kvoda? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to return the Aveda. And you say, well, I'm too chashiv to return an aveda. What happened to the din of not being chashiv kavod ha'adam in that cases? Well, obviously it's different. I mean, that's why the Torah said, v'hitalamta. There are times where you should, in fact, ignore the aveda. I understand that, but why doesn't that define the model for us? That the Torah is saying, forget about my mitzvah because you have to worry about kavod ha'adam. So let this be the model. So Ligmar me not. We would. But this is talking about monetary issues. You can't learn out Yisurim from monetary issues. In other words, the fact that the Torah says that this guy's money is not as important as this person's covet has nothing to do with the issue of whether taking off kilayim is more important. That's a completely different question. I stand by my statement, strip off that kilt. Fine. To be continued, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Lovely.